Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about the man with over 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer in his garage. Not sure what to do now that Amazon and eBay have taken down his accounts, basically. He was trying to sell on those platforms, and they said no more. And, Melanie, you say it's because they're afraid of the government, and certainly that is a legitimate concern, but I think it also is just they're afraid of what people will think. They're afraid of
sort
of the
public.
I mean,
that's valid, too. So if you want to sell some highly socially unacceptable product, or got a product in a highly socially unacceptable way, it's not Amazon's job to put their reputation on the line for that.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. On the other hand, I think most people would just appreciate being able to buy the stuff they want from Amazon and eBay. Obviously, some people are going to feel a certain way about that, the fact that those products are available at all, but I think there's a lot more people that really just want to buy the products than there are people who are going to feel upset about the fact that the products are being offered at all.
And Amazon's got a PR department. They could spin that positively.
Well, they got all kinds of bad PR out there. This is going to be one of the least concerning things. I mean, there's also them, like, roboticizing their entire workforce that's pissing a lot of people off, too. So there's all kinds of things that Amazon does that make people mad, and really you can't make everybody happy all the time. But we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have yet to tell you what has happened to this guy, because he got into the news for having over 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. Well, what did that lead to? We'll explain that coming up here in moments. Let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Robert in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi. I just heard on your radio station that they do believe that people have to die. And my mom and my sister, Dr. Martin from Germany, and a researcher who knows about it here, just south of the city, works at the United States Department of Agriculture. He came from Israel. He was one of 162 scientists. The one of 162 scientists that were selected from Israel to work there. And anyhow, what it is the chromosomes, as you know, are fertilized structures that are situated at the end of the DNA strands. They contain all our genetic information. Telomeres protect our chromosomes from becoming damaged during cell division, and they become shorter and shorter over time with each cell division. But they figured out about 20 years ago by making extract from cancer cells, which know no aging, how to reverse the aging process, how to go back to your prime. And my mom, my sister and my mom were living just a short distance from the PGA golf course, and she said, "There, you want to hear about it? They're sweeping under the carpet over at the NIH." So I said, "Sure." So she went over there, and she said to me, the lady who was in charge of the department, she came out and said, "Greeted us very, very kindly." And she said that there was an error in the press. And first she asked me if I do any reporting. I said, "Yeah, I'm just reporting for Germany Today." "Oh," she said, "that's great, because there was an error in the press." And she went on to tell me that what my mom and my sister were doing was the error in the press. In other words, that they wanted to sweep that under the carpet. They didn't really want
people to know. Okay, slow down for just a moment here. Let me see if I've understood what you're saying. You're saying some people came up with a way to reverse aging, and then they tried to sweep it under the carpet?
Exactly.
Okay, it's a lot of words for that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she said to me, "Do you do any reporting for Germany Today?" "Any reporting?" So I said, "Yeah, I used to do some reporting for Germany Today." "Oh," she says, "that's great, because there was an error in the press," and then that's the error that she wanted me to understand, that there was an error in the press. And
you just said that.
Yeah, okay, and then I think, if I remember correctly, the mice that they had made young again appeared in the middle of the newspaper. I don't remember which newspaper it was, nor do I remember the date, but they did make mice young again, so it was successful. The only thing that my mom said is they had to finish the research to preclude that cancer could be carried over by the extract that they made from the cancer cells in order to...
So when did the human trials start?
Yeah, when was this, by the way, that you're talking about?
This was about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So anti-aging techniques since the early
2000s. There are no human trials scheduled. If anybody wants to do it, it'll have to be somebody other than the government. The government, I believe, is scared of it because they realize the only way to get rid of people would be to have them die by other means.
Wouldn't they want to live forever if the government had a secretive method of undoing the aging process? Wouldn't they want to just keep that for the Bilderberg group or something?
Give it to Joe Biden.
So I presume that, yes. Eventually, that's correct. Bilderberger, Rockefeller, Rothschild, the people who own the Federal Reserve Bank, people, extremely wealthy people.
So what are we supposed to do with this information, huh? I mean, are you just trying to make people feel bad?
No, I'm quite contrary. I'm trying to let you all understand that this
is correcting
possible.
Us. Because everyone has to die.
Because you won't have to die, and people don't realize that. The problem that we're going to have is how to control the number of people that will be on the face of this. It'll cause the population on the Earth to rise and to find a way to prevent that. Now, we're going to be back here.
What would you propose?
Well, we know that we're going to be here for about another 4.5 billion years before the sun consumes us. And that's plenty of time to find other places to go and have other colonies in other parts of space. Because there are ways...
But that presumes that this technology comes out, and right now you're saying it's for the last 20 years has been suppressed.
Yes. Okay. And my mom, I asked my mom had a PhD in administration from New York University, so she was pretty good. And she was also a member of the Future Society. And she told me that I would just miss it, but my sister, who's 10 years younger than I am, would just catch it. I am almost 67 years old. My sister would be almost 56 years old. And be some. My sister will catch it, my mom said. My mom
Well, nice knowing you, Robert. Have a nice night. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Kelly in Missouri. You're listening in Nixa? Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you very much. I love your show. I listen to it quite often. I just wanted to say that I feel like that the guy with the sanitizer had every right to do what he did. This is a free nation. He took an opportunity and he made it work out in his mind for himself. It hasn't worked out yet.
He didn't make it work out.
No, I'm saying in his mind he thought that he was doing a good investment because if you think about the stock market for a second. Okay, so all these stocks that are plummeting, people are buying those to take advantage of what is happening, and they're going to buy them at a low rate, and then they're going to hope they increase what they want to do. Mm-hmm. This guy's an entrepreneur, and I have no problem with that. The other thing I would say is this. What really bothers me when people come after a guy like this, and I have a feeling he's probably being prosecuted under some stupid law, but whatever happens to him, I would say this. I would say that America is starting to close in on what America is about. America is a free enterprise system, and somebody decided somewhere along the line when he bought those $17,000 worth of whatever he did, they set a price on it. Well, who says that they were right about the price? You know, I'm getting tired of the price.
Well, the problem is it's not a free enterprise system, and that's part of the reason why he was able to get away with what he got away with, because there are laws in place, and I don't agree with these laws. I think they should be abolished completely, that prohibit people from selling things at the price the market will bear. So all the stores that he bought these from are too scared of government action to raise their prices, because if they raise their prices, then they will be accused of so-called price gouging and face financial penalties, if not criminal penalties, by the criminal gangs known as governments for selling them. So they don't have any other way besides essentially quotas. They can give you like a maximum number that you can purchase. That's a legal thing for them to do, to say, all right, no customer may take more than two bottles of hand sanitizer at this point.
Think about that. Very valid point. If they had set those guidelines before, that's one thing. But they didn't do that, and he took advantage of a system that was playing by the rules the way the rules were set. And here's something else I would say, if you will allow me to do this, because I think it's important. Price gouging is when you live in a community and you have a gas station, let's say in Nixa. We probably have 20 gas stations here. Let's say all 20 of them double their price, and you have nowhere else to go because you're out of gas and you're stuck and you can't do something. Well, you can't order gas on Amazon that I know of for your fuel tank. That's price gouging. What this guy
that would
does,
be collusion. Yeah, that would be collusion. In that case, that's it's cartelization.
But here's the thing. But here's this guy that says, okay, the whole world The whole world, I'm not talking about just your little point in place that you live in, but the whole world has a choice. I have sanitizer for twice the amount that you would have paid in the store, but there's none of it available.
Yep.
You can take advantage of this.
No, hey, I'm with you, man.
Or you can wait for
I think it was a completely legitimate thing for him to do this. There's more coming up here. It's free.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in, toll-free, live Sunday edition here. The number 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, you can help make that happen by recruiting local businesses to start accepting cryptocurrency with the AnyPay Ambassador Program, allowing you to earn passive income for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at the businesses you bring on board. Here's how you do it. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app at your Google or Apple app or Play stores, and then you get it set up for yourself. So you put your own crypto wallet addresses in the back end, test it out, make sure you know how the thing works, and then go in and help your local business owners install it, and then tell AnyPay what you've done over at AnyPayInc.com. You can reach out to them through their contact information at AnyPayInc.com. Let them know. They'll associate you with that business that you brought on, and then you start receiving the rewards when people buy things with Bitcoin Cash and Dash through AnyPay. The AnyPay Ambassador Program. Go to AnyPayInc, AnyPayInc.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about the guy with the 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer that he can't sell on Amazon, and they're just kind of talking generally about this type of business that a number of people are involved in, which is they try to figure out what sort of items are going to be hot sellers after they get released and try to snatch up as many of those items as they can, whether they be, you know, some limited edition collectible or tickets to a band, you know, concert or something like that, or in this case, hand sanitizer.
It's a perceived arbitrage opportunity that he availed himself to.
Yep, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't perceive it very well, and Amazon and eBay have targeted those listings, and then further, criminal agencies known as governments are targeting these people with violence and the threats of violence. We'll tell you what happened to the man coming up here in moments, but first, let's go to Jetster, calling from the U.S. somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
I was calling to bring up again the topic of this magic of ink. As you might remember, I'm a dedicated disciple of Christ. And when I say dedicated, I mean truly and completely dedicated to his existence and his words. But the magic of ink that these people have thrown upon us here lately in this fellow that you're talking about is under subjection to is truly nothing but sorcery, because there's no source for this particular power other than their say-so. How, for example, how do you define a dictator?
Somebody who is in a position of power, meaning he's got men with guns who are willing to enforce his every word. And then he, you know, tells those men with guns what to do, and they will go and do it. I mean, that's usually what a dictator is, right?
One who dictates.
Okay. Do we like the concept of dictatorships?
I think most people would probably be against having a dictator.
In the political sense.
But what else can you call these things that are happening lately? But dictates.
Well, what things? Because I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Well, we're talking about the restrictions that, like, the state of Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio, restricting gatherings. In some states, it's been 100 or 250 or more, but apparently Massachusetts now has restricted gatherings of over 25 people, as well as closing all restaurants and bars and other, you know, ridiculous restrictions. Hoboken, New Jersey, implementing a curfew. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. For example, there's a mayor in the middle of Illinois who is talking about banning the sale of alcohol.
Wow.
Banning the presence of, you know, establishments that serve alcohol, things like that. I mean, there's just no limit to these things that they can simply speak out of their mouths, and somehow it becomes true, but as you said,
well, see, the people who are in favor of the current system of government would argue with you that they aren't dictators because they can be replaced every 2 or 4 years,
and they represent the people.
Okay, sorry about that. I just wanted to point out that it's all sorcery, that there's really no a legitimate source for any of this stuff. And
well, no, it's not legitimate. I mean, it's legitimate from if you use the definition of legitimate, which is to say legal.
Yeah.
But it's not cool to tell people how to live their lives. It's not okay. It's not acceptable, at least not to people like us. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who want this. They want to be told what to do. They want to have. There was an article that Vincent was reading last night on his show, Questioning Authority, which is the Saturday night show from 10 p.m. to midnight on LRN.fm, written by a college professor, who was apparently locked up in China in Wuhan. He happened to be there during the lockdowns, and he was talking about how safe it made him feel and how much better Chinese authority. Yeah, he was like, yeah, it's authoritarian, but you know what? It's going to keep people alive.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I've heard the same case made for Saudi Arabia. Females feel safer in Saudi Arabia.
Because they have to wear a burqa or something like that?
Because they know that the laws are so restrictive that they're not going to be harmed as much because the penalty is so severe for those that do.
Okay, well, I'll end with this. Did I ever tell you that you really psychologically should not use the word government because it validates, and we don't want that. Anyway, appreciate
it. Thank you, Jetster. Appreciate the call tonight. I wish more people thought the way we did. I wish that we had more independent-minded folks out there. And there still are a lot of people out there who value freedom, and unfortunately, they're just too dispersed. There's not as many of them in one place as there really needs to be to make a real significant impact. And when you've got stories like, Massachusetts governor, issuing not only a state of emergency, but saying now bars and restaurants are restricted in how they can operate, it's not just Massachusetts, also Illinois and Ohio, probably some other states that I don't know about yet, putting in ridiculous restrictions on people. And you know, for the most part, people are going to go along with what they're told. That said, there is a tweet from @breaking911 claiming earlier today many Nashville business owners are defying an order to shut down, calling the mayor's measure unconstitutional. So I'm presuming that the mayor of Nashville told businesses to close down, and some businesses are like, well, you know what? This is my livelihood. I'm going to go ahead and keep opening my doors. If my customers want to come in here and take a risk, then let them. And, what's the risk, really? You might catch a cold?
Risk as any other day. If you go out, you might get a cold. And if you're drinking massive amounts of alcohol, you're probably a little less likely to get a cold. Now, there's some other costs to that might not justify that benefit.
Just make sure it's 80 proof or higher.
But, that's the case.
Let's see. Frank is in Newport News listening on WNIS. Go ahead, Frank, in Virginia.
Hey, guys. Two quick things. There's an old saying that in war, the first casualty of war is the truth. And I think in a panic, the first casualty is sanity. And I'll give you just two quick examples. Hand sanitizer is generally antibacterial, not viral. And the other issue is that there's a lot of hand sanitizer out on the market that's alcohol-free. The CDC is saying that people should use hand sanitizer that has 60% or more alcohol.
What even is alcohol-free hand sanitizer?
Other chemicals.
They use other chemicals to kill off bacteria. But the other issue is that, look, the Wuhan flu, as I call it, is something that's going around and basically taking out older people.
Stand by, Frank. I think you have more to say. If so, we're going to bring you back. Hang on. More with Frank in moments.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus.
here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, you know, several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Bring up what you want here. The number 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general, because now's a good time to learn about it. Prices are way down compared to what they were just 1 week ago. So if you've been looking for an excuse to get into some cryptocurrency, start out by learning the basics over at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we have Frank still in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Frank, you'd called in about hand sanitizer. There's an incredible run on this product. And you were saying that you don't think the hand sanitizer actually is antiviral. But, Melanie, you just found some information online claiming that some of it is effective.
Rich did.
I did. I'm sorry. I can read that if you want me to.
Yeah. Well, what did you find out online?
Okay. So I did a quick Google search for whether it works. And so this comes from the Jakarta Post. I don't know. I have no idea what that source is, but it was the top result on Google.
That's in the, isn't that like India?
Right. But it's the top result on Google. Has the explanation.
Indonesia.
I've never heard of the Jakarta Post, so I don't know the veracity of this.
That's in Indonesia.
Okay. Not only are alcohol-based hand sanitizers found to be effective at killing many types of bacteria, including MRSA and E. coli, they're also effective against many viruses, including the influenza A virus, rhinovirus, hepatitis A, HIV, and Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, not COVID-19, but MERS-CoV. So the explanation given as to why it's effective in certain concentrations is alcohol attacks and destroys the envelope protein that surrounds the viruses, including coronaviruses. This protein is vital for a virus's survival and multiplication, but a hand sanitizer needs to be at least 60% alcohol in order to kill most viruses. So it destroys
the protein. That's exactly what I said before. The CDC says it has to be 60% or more, but much of what people are hoarding are alcohol-free hand sanitizers and wipes. That's why I'm saying sanity is the first casualty of a panic. But the other issue is, look, the Wuhan flu, as I'm calling it, is something that attacks generally older people and people with respiratory problems. What is the largest vector of any viral disease in a community? Generally what we call little petri dishes, the little kids in the daycare and the schools and stuff.
Yeah.
So you close the schools down. Mom and dad still need to go to work. Okay? Who are those kids going to be watched by? Grandma and grandpa. Right? The people that they shouldn't be around, right. The little kids who can't wash their hands and stuff. So that's what I'm saying. Sanity has gone out the window. You know, and so close all the schools. And where are all those kids going to go? Well, grandma and grandpa are going to want
right, because the schools are glorified babysitting day camps,
exactly,
day prisons.
Exactly.
And
besides mind control centers, but
right.
That's another issue.
And I think I saw a headline, they've now ordered all the government schools closed in all of New Hampshire. That's what I believe I saw today. So there's other states, I'm sure, that have done the exact same thing. So, yeah, what are parents going to do about this?
Learn how to homeschool.
Right. A lot of businesses are asking their employees to stay home as well. So it may be the case that some parents will be able to work from home. But, yeah, there will still be some folks who... they cannot work from home simply because their jobs require them to be physically present, and that will complicate matters for them.
Right. And little kids, you know, are not generally known as being very good at hand washing and other, you know, issues of hygiene. And they spread things to themselves and, you know, to their parents. But, you know, now we're talking about, you know, who are going to be their primary, you know, daycare, you know, providers will be generally, you know, older people in the family.
Interesting thoughts, Frank. Thanks for calling and sharing yours with us tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Letter from the Tennessee Attorney General. Because there's no real reason to finish the New York Times story. It just kind of gets into more about different people who have taken on this this job of buying things and reselling them online and kind of how that developed over the years. But the guy with the 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer received a notice yesterday. Via hand delivery, apparently,
wow.
From the Attorney General in the state of Tennessee. Dear Mr. Colvin and Colvin, the Tennessee Attorney General has initiated an investigation into you pursuant to Tennessee Consumer Protection Act of 1977. And they cite the code. The Attorney General has reason to believe you are engaging in, have engaged in, or about to engage in acts and practices that are declared unlawful by the TCPA relating to your advertising and or sale of hand sanitizer, medical masks, and other medical goods or products. Please see the enclosed request for information for additional information. In particular, the Attorney General has reason to believe you are charging grossly unreasonable prices for hand sanitizer, medical masks, and other medical goods or products. Immediately cease and desist making any sales of any kind of these things. I keep repeating that.
That makes no sense. The whole article was him not being able to sell it at the profit he wanted.
You haven't heard the rest of it, and here's the rest of it. Further, please turn over all hand sanitizer, medical masks, or other medical goods or products in your possession, custody, or control to Investigator Robert West of the Tennessee Attorney General's Office for examination as part of the Attorney General's investigation.
They're going to test it?
Notice, you got to be very careful with when government, you know, issues notices to you, right?
Like language.
The words are very specific. When a notice from the government says please, that's not a demand, okay? That's a request. Now you can ask for clarification if you're not sure. Like, excuse me, is this a request or are you ordering me to do this? If they say please turn over, that's not a warrant, that's not a, you know, we are confiscating, that's like we'd like your cooperation.
If it pleases you.
We'd like you to please give us all the 17,000 bottles.
Don't make us demand it.
This is just the front page of this letter. I saw it thanks to Camel Toe posting it in our coronavirus chat room on discord.lrn.fm. But, you know, we don't need the rest of it to get the feel for what's going on here. Subsequent updates to this story have the man deciding that he's going to donate his entire inventory to a local church, and the Attorney General's office is going to handle that donation for him.
Okay.
So They stole his stuff. Yeah. They intimidated this man into handing over the 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, which are likely going to go into the hands of whoever it is the church decides to give it to, who can then go and flip it on eBay or, you know.
So he's not even recouping his initial investment.
Well, the church is probably not going to give it all to one person. The church is probably going to hand everybody a bottle, or go hand it to homeless people or something.
Yeah, and then the homeless people are going
to
flip them.
And to do.
The homeless people are going to go and flip them on the streets so they can get some beers.
He should hire homeless people to go get them from the church.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly to whom he is donating them, but let's just say the donation seems to have been under duress.
I would assume.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, okay, so obviously the government is evil. They steal. We know this. Don't post selfies of the cop-esque selfies with this is a table, look what I got.
Yeah.
Bad things are going to happen.
Well, but again, he posted that saying, like, look at all this stock I have that I cannot sell because they're not letting me, right? And then the letter from the Tennessee Valley, whatever, said that he was being charged with the potential of selling it at grossly outrageous prices, which he already admitted he was unable to do. So they had no case from the beginning. He's just sitting on unsellable stock.
Well, it depends on what you need to constitute attempt in Tennessee, and I don't know the answer to that.
Well, the admission that he was unsuccessful at doing it and
was
unable
to. I don't know what constitutes an attempt in Tennessee.
Okay.
So I can't answer if he broke the law or not.
So speaking of other outrageous things that are going on, I mean, I've just got a ton of stuff that we can cover here. Charlie Baker, who is apparently the governor of Massachusetts, has announced today that all bars and restaurants will be shut down to on-premise consumption starting on Tuesday through April 6th, so for at least 2 or 3 weeks, and banned gatherings of larger than 25 people in an effort to stem the coronavirus outbreak in the state. He also ordered, and by the way, according to the website here, Boston Globe, there are 164 confirmed cases in Massachusetts, zero deaths, and one recovery. So there's also now evidence of community spread in 7 Massachusetts counties. The facts on the ground have changed, said the governor. Now that we have evidence based on the testing results, so we have community transmission, I think at this point it's time particularly appropriate that not only we move on to school closures, but we get a lot more aggressive around other places and spaces that people gather.
So can you have a beer delivered to your house now?
I don't know, because a lot of places make that illegal,
right?
Alcohol delivery. 855 450 free like freedom. You join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about the insane reactions to infection, viral infection, this coronavirus that I'm still not real clear that it's worse than the flu. I mean, some people are saying they think it is, but according to LiveScience.com, story written 9 days ago, the coronavirus has led to more than 100,000 illnesses and more than 3,000 deaths worldwide, but that's nothing compared with the flu. In the U.S. alone, the flu has caused an estimated 34 million illnesses, 350,000 hospitalizations, and 20,000 deaths this season alone, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, mind you, the flu doesn't kill it. Seems as much like percentage-wise of those of 100,000 people, there's more people who will die from coronavirus than will die from the flu.
And you can get a flu shot.
You can. I have never gotten one because I'm not really worried about dying from the flu. I understand it is possible, but the odds are very, very slim. So to me, I'm not comfortable with going and shooting who knows what into my veins and on the hopes that it's going to protect me from a thing that I probably won't catch anyway in the first place, and that if I did catch, I probably wouldn't die from. So do you go get the flu shot?
I do not.
Right. But anyway, so, you know, 34 million illnesses in the U.S. alone compared to globally all of coronavirus. So there's no comparison between those sets of numbers, at least not yet. Now, of course, the idea here is that coronavirus could be more viral. It could be more, you know, easier to catch or whatever. We don't know enough about it yet. People haven't had enough time to study it, et cetera, et cetera.
What if it turns into a seasonal virus like the flu and every year just a handful of people get the coronavirus?
Well, then we'll all be okay for the most part, except for the handful of people who get it and die from it, in the same way that there's some people who die from the flu every year. And we don't freak out about that. Generally, I don't know anybody who freaks out over the flu. I mean, some people go and get the vaccine, but even with the vaccine, again, With the vaccine, there's still 34 million people who catch it. So that's, you know, that's a good tenth of the population in the United States.
So what is, well, okay, so speculate then. What is causing all the hysteria surrounding this?
Well, we already talked about that with the news media combined with social media. You've got an unusual, something that didn't exist with SARS and the previous scares that had sort of viral factors to them. They didn't have social media. You know, the media was around to try to capitalize on fear mongering.
It looks like the Federal Reserve was looking for a real good excuse to print some money.
Okay. Well, they're always looking for a reason to print some money. I don't think they started the virus.
I don't know. I don't think I don't think the Federal Reserve started the virus. I don't think there's much of a virus to speak of. But that doesn't mean they're not going to be like, oh, look, we found a fancy word for the word cold. Mm-hmm. We're going to call it that a bunch of times. Oh, no, here's $10 trillion.
Yeah. So anyway, it doesn't seem like something to really be afraid of, but it's the reaction of people that are causing shortages and causing problems.
So if the flu was a new thing that came around today, people would have a similar reaction because of social media, because of the major media, but because it's already common and has been around for your entire lifetime,
yeah.
No one really cares.
And it's just like, hey,
it.
You got the flu.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Because you survive it, unless you're immunocompromised, in which case I think it's more fair to say that you're dying from being immunocompromised.
Retail stores in Massachusetts are being told that they can stay open, but they have to have less than 25 people in them. I don't know what this governor thinks he's, you know, the governor of Massachusetts, does he ever, like, go shopping? In a large retail store, there's a good chance there's 25 employees in the retail store.
And they're never at the register.
Well, wherever it is that they are, there are usually more than a dozen or so people in any given retail environment. So the idea that a retail store is now going to have to, what, count the number of people that come through the front door and make sure that they don't go over 25 in the whole store, otherwise the Massachusetts government's going to come in with a SWAT
and
team?
And since that's really low, it's going to be like that game show back in the day. It's like, okay, you have 10 minutes, and then we're kicking you out because we need to actually sell stuff here. You can't just be walking around Walmart for an hour.
Where you run through the aisles with a grocery cart. And just,
oh, my goodness, I remember
that. What game show is that? That was like Nickelodeon, wasn't it?
Supermarket Sweep, I think.
That sounds right. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I think Nickelodeon had one, too, where the kids were running to the toy store.
They had that, too. Yeah, Toys R Us or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Toys R Us is gone now. So anyway, 855, 450, free. So 25 people. It was 250. So they had an initial ban on gatherings of 250 or more. That's now cut down by a factor of 10 to 25, including all community, civic, public, leisure, and faith-based events, as well as sports games with spectators, concerts, and conventions. Yeah, I've got another article about religious people who are, I think, rightfully upset that they can't even go worship together now because of this. And the governor says that he wants to get even more aggressive on things, saying that bars and restaurants. There's actually, I think it was Austria that's now limiting five.
Five? Oh, geez.
Yeah, I've got an article about that too. Baker says that bars and restaurants can continue to offer food for takeout or delivery, and noted the order does not apply to grocery stores or pharmacies. People cannot sit inside restaurants as of tomorrow in Massachusetts. If you are found sitting, eating inside of a restaurant, then somebody's going to get arrested. Maybe the owner of the restaurant, maybe the person eating within. Pretty scary, draconian.
So can you take your food and eat it outside on the curb?
Yeah, right?
They're kind of small, so if you have like some kind of special occasion or something you're going to go eat for, you can hop to another state real quick.
I mean, so we've got
travel some more.
Come to New Hampshire.
We've got our regular Tuesday gathering coming up, and everyone's worried about it being packed because it's also St. Patrick's Day. So you got St. Patrick's Day coming up at bars in Boston
won't be able to have anyone there.
Well, I guess you got to get drunk in the streets now.
According to the story here,
they're not going to not get drunk.
Yeah, but most places you can't take drinks out of bars. It's illegal.
They sell alcohol retail in Mass, though.
Retail, but not the bars. You can't
You still got to go get it, and you still got to have somewhere to drink. Most people don't want to drink home alone. I don't really know
why.
That
would be some cool civil disobedience, right? Just drunk people in the streets outside their favorite bar dressed in green on St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know if that counts as civil disobedience. I think they just want to get drunk. They're not really looking to fight the state.
But they're fighting the state.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Josh. He's in Springfield, Illinois. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I have a question. You said about the, in Austria, I think it was, I got two questions, but the one about Austria, how would that work if you had like a family of six, like four kids, a mom and a dad?
I guess somebody got to go.
Time to divorce.
The state's looking to break up the family. They've always been anti-family values.
Yeah, it's a great question. The story is from the Independent over in the UK. The Austrian government limiting people's movement nationwide, saying Sunday the Chancellor Sebastian Kurz said there should be only three reasons for people to leave their homes at all: essential work, essential purchases such as food, and helping other people. People will only be able to go out, quote, only alone or with the people with whom they live in their apartment. Mr. Kurz's comments came shortly after the governor of Tyrol province had announced a lockdown for the Alpine region. According to the story here, the country of 8 million people has confirmed 800 coronavirus infections and one death so far. So, yeah, there's not really much detail here in how this restriction will work, but apparently gatherings of more than five people are going to be prohibited in Austria.
I guess if you're all in the same apartment, though, that counts as, like, the one apartment, so you can be with those people. So your family of six is probably okay.
One other question, Josh.
So have you, you guys probably haven't watched the Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, but I mean, how, I think Trump's going to obviously destroy Joe Biden on the debate field because he's getting destroyed by Bernie right now. And I mean, Bernie's a crippled old man.
That's not even like an honorable debate. Joe Biden is not, like, whether I like him or not, like, he is not with us. Like, he is not...
You mean mentally
he
with
is
us
not,
or not on our side?
In a position to have a debate.
He's
mentally unwell.
Yeah, because he's not very good at, like, he gets flustered a lot, and I just don't see that as a good leader.
But maybe that's what's making him relatable to the people who are flustered and frustrated with the state of things.
Okay, there's a good chance that Joe Biden has dementia, like actual dementia.
I don't think that
most Americans have dementia.
But it's relatable. He's winning. He's
amazing.
He took Super Tuesday.
That's because the DNC is insane.
No, they voted. People voted for him. That has nothing to do with the DNC.
The supermajority of the states in which primaries have happened, Biden has been the winner.
What moderates, though? Because there's no moderates. No way, like, a completely left-leaning person like Bernie Sanders can win. And Joe Biden clearly has dementia. So, I mean, how is that going to work, you know?
I don't know, but it's going to be entertaining to watch. I got to thank you, Josh, for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm no fan of Trump, but I got to say, I bet you Trump will clean Biden's clock.
Trump's going to rally the base, and Joe Biden is going to wander off stage. And that's the debate right there.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. We got hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.